And welcome to another edition of Attorney Joe Floydis, a nurse practitioner who is having not only South Texas Now, which you can catch on our YouTube channel, but also making a podcast for those nurses out there and APRNs. My hat's off to you. I myself have been both an RN and also a nurse practitioner. And I proudly say that after 25 years of being a nurse practitioner and 22 as being an attorney, my journey has been great. I am humbled by so many, over 5,000 now and counting, nurses and APRNs that have called me not only for advice, but also without giving away any confidences, and nothing will ever be given away here. Being reported to the board falsely. Sometimes some people before, during, and after COVID found out they were depressed, found out that they had a drug or an alcohol problem, and we helped them get through it. One of the beefs I have, especially here in Texas and other states, is they ask you every couple of years, are you depressed? Do you think you have a drug problem? You know, and nurses are also trained to report their grandmother and also turn themselves in if they stole a piece of chewing gum. Of course, they're going to say something. What happens next? You are put in a program that could last years. You're pissing in a cup, pardon my language, on a Sunday, and you're degraded. You are told you're bad. And if anybody says on the board that that's not the truth, or anybody who makes this garden sort of variety in the cottage industry of making money off of nurses by paying thousands of dollars over the years by being monitored, they are wrong. If you look at lawyers and you look at doctors, many of them are, excuse me, I'm drinking some coffee here. If they are sanctioned, their sanctions are a lot less. Believe me, I represent doctors and I represent lawyers here in Texas, and I also do federal law. And people are extremely hard on nurses. We've got to change the way that we are treating and also handling nurse issues. And not only that, that's just scratching the surface. Let's talk about nurses that are coming out right now. Many programs offered are on online, which is cool, but you still got to get those great experiences. And get this, people are having to pay for a preceptor after having to pay a college a boatload of money. Colleges, I have been a clinical professor. I have been a professor, an assistant professor, and I know how much money you guys make. First of all, you pay the instructors crap. You don't pay them anything. Second, you make so much money, and you get so much financial aid and grants from alumni and along with other people. You can afford to provide somebody with a preceptor. And I please ask you to come out on my television show, which is an NBC affiliate here in South Texas, or on the platforms, and debate me on that issue. I beg you to do that. And I think that you are going to have to pack a lunch on that one, because all of these poor nursing students and APRN students are having to pay out of pocket for a preceptor. And you guys are pocketing all of the tuition money. The very least you could do, have you no shame? What I can forgive is, one sort of school that perhaps is getting by that needs to do that. I can forgive that. I can look beyond that. I can look past that. What I can't forgive, and I won't forgive, and I'll never forgive, are the institutions that have been around for a couple of hundred years that are taking medical school students and courting them and giving them places to go to get their internship to get their residency, and the same people that treat doctors at in their nursing, in their medical board, when they screw up, they get a slap on the hand compared to nurses. And doctors, once again, we can have this discussion. Reach me, 361-887-8670, all day long. And we can have a discussion, and we can have a recorded discussion if you'd like, and we can blog it, that you guys get a better treatment than a nurse or a nurse practitioner. I've been a nurse practitioner for 25 years, and one of the things was, at least I was lucky enough and I had the hustle to say, nobody wants me. Let me get this straight. If you're a doctor studying to be an OB guy, they're going to throw female patients at you to do their pap smears, to do their wellness, to do their colposcopies. And as a nurse practitioner, as a male, you're a leper, you know. So I thought about that, and I was a young man. I was in my 20s. And I said, where can I go? County, number one. County jail, number two. And then county jail and two, big facilities. And I did it. That's the way I did it. And I was lucky enough also on my peds. To know people, and I went to, which was just barely anyone, less than 30 back then, the advanced practice registered nurses here in South Texas that had an organization, and then I became a president later, and certainly I'm not taking any credit, I'm giving credit to people that just were awesome, that made the Association for Nurse Practitioners here, the Coastal Bend APNs, here where I'm from, they just made it great. But what I want to get at is that it is hard for nurse practitioners, not only from the very beginning to start with doing your preceptorship, getting it done, and I do believe that colleges should pay for that. There is no excuse for you not paying for that. It is a disgrace that nurse practitioner students have to pay to get their experiences, and they're varied. And so how are we going to get a minimal standard of care and be respected if we are going to be having different experiences? Same people need to go through the same hospital, same clinic, same type of OB, same type of peds. If you are studying to be an acute practitioner, you should have the same level of education. I tell people that say, I've got all this going on, and I take exception to it when they say, I've got a lot going on, and I'll say, so do physicians. So does everybody else. You signed up for this. Suck it up and find a way. I did, and my brother did. My mom was an RN, and she just retired. My wife is an RN. We all made sacrifices. So I tell people, I understand, but I don't want to hear the excuses. You can do it, and you can find a way. The other issue is that I again ask the colleges, make some preceptorships and also offer programs that show NPs how to do business, how to open their own clinics, how to manage people, how to hire and fire, how to get your DEA number, how to do all this. Nobody is showing nurse practitioners how to do anything that they need to do. You guys at the schools are just taking their money, whether it's online or in person and brick and mortar, and you know it. 361-887-8670. If you've got anything to say about that, I'll be glad to debate you on that. I don't care if you're the president of the university or you're the director of the nursing school. I'll debate you on that, and I'll ask the hard questions. Why are you making these poor nurse practitioner students pay for their own clinical experiences? It is unacceptable. We've got 250,000 and growing nurse practitioners in the U.S., and a big fraction of them has had to go through that, and it is unacceptable. Coffee time, 5 seconds. Thank you. Anyway, we're back. Soon we'll be joining a panel, but I just started making this podcast, so I don't want to be raging on and on about that. But I do want nurse practitioners to know that they are appreciated, and they made great sacrifices. In my law practice, I get consults, and some people don't want to pay for the consult, and I'm like, okay. Let me say this to those people that don't want to pay a lawyer for a consult who's been a nurse practitioner 25 years and a lawyer 22 years. What is wrong with you? If people go to see you and you give a service and you see them and listen to their about their diabetes, their hypertension, they just had an anoxic event, whatever, you are going to see them. You are going to bill Medicare, or if you're making a concierge service, you are going to bill. And you know why? Because you're worth it. And you may see 3 or 4 an hour. And you're going to make the same thing is, you know, people are like, wait a minute, you know, you should hear from me free. All we're doing is talking. No, all you're doing is listening to a guy who killed himself for a quarter century to become a lawyer. And also because of my healthcare provider practice, which I still do. And I've made all these businesses, and I've done civil, federal, criminal, administrative, and all these types of law, and I'll look at your documents. I'll review everything, and I am a federal and also a Texas lawyer. And if I can't help you, guess what? I've got people all over the U.S. that I work with. And I only say this not out of hubris, not out of chest pounding or anything, but I'm amazed at people that will bill, you know, 3-4 patients an hour, but they are like the cheapest people on the planet that don't want to pay a lawyer. And let me tell you, I don't blame these people because there's a lot of mistrust about the law. I want to build trust, and that's the first thing. I always tell people, if you don't want to hire me, fine. Think about me down the road. My story is really quick, 30 seconds. 6 years old to 16 years old, I had a 10-year business. You know what it was? A paper route. And I made that paper route into a city paper route, downtown paper route, and also delivering it into neighborhoods. And I took pride in that. Then from 16 to 20, super nerd, I was the president of healthcare occupation students in high school, but I also became a nurse's aide. I worked in the hospital while I studied for my 2-year RN, got my 2-year RN in my at 20, and then got my BSN a few days short of my 25th birthday. So I was on the 7-year program, you know. And then I found out about this nurse practitioner deal. And while I was running my own business, which was reviewing cases for lawyers, and you don't have to be certified from this place or that place or this place. Certifications are just whatever. Lawyers do not care if you're certified as an LNC. I'll tell you that right now. And I've met thousands of lawyers, and they are my compatriots. No one cares where you got certified. They care about your education, training, experience, and knowledge. If you're an OB nurse, they want to know that you see dampened waves, or you see that they messed up, or they had shoulder dystocia, or somebody had a brain injury, that you're going to be able to help them out and develop that chronology and look at that medical. If you are an ICU nurse, they maybe might care if you're a CCRN like myself or not, but your training, experience, and knowledge. They don't care where you got your LNC. They don't care that you have a C behind your LNC. I'm sorry to break your heart, but that is the truth. If you paid $10,000 to $20,000 to become an LNC, I'm sorry. It was probably money worth well spent. I've surveyed those courses. They're nice. They've got a lot of fluff. They've got a lot of sizzle. But really, lawyers do not care. Say it again. Lawyers do not care. And anybody who disagrees with me, let's have the debate. 361-887-8670, and we'll talk about it. But lawyers do not care if you had certified legal nurse consultant. Certified by whom? The only people that I believe in are the American Association of Legal Nurse Consultants. Great book that they have and everything. But once I've read it, I said, I know a lot of this stuff already. I know how to put a chronology together. I know how to review a case. I know where to find the smoking gun. And I've been doing that since I was 22 years old. I made my own business, and first computer that I bought was one of those old, computers that was, you know, just a box that had everything in it, including a DVD or CD drive. And I used it to type my papers and work on my BSN, and then I used it later. I think it was an Acer or something, you know, but it's been since way junked. That's all I did was at home. I did my chronologies, and I looked through banker's boxes back in the days before people went ahead and scanned everything, and I found the smoking guns for these lawyers. I made them money, and they called me back again and again, and I was making just as much or more as I was humping it in the ICU. Working through my BSN and my MSN. Excuse me, coffee break. Okay, and I don't want to harp on that. I know a lot of certified legal nurse consultants that send me their resumes. Unlike other lawyers, I don't put them in the shredder. I put them in a file and I keep them because I said, you know what, we're going to work together someday. I always have faith in that. And I have worked with a ton of legal nurse consultants, and I have an army of legal nurse consultants that I know can make a great report, and I'm not going to have to babysit and train them. And then there are some that are just starting out that took my course, which is only $500, 18 contact hours, and I still can't understand why people will not buy it, because they'll spend tens of thousands for the sizzle. They want that whole, it's us against the world, and somebody with a mic on their side wearing a, you know, great suit. And people have traveled all the way across to big cities to hear them talk. And they're like, oh, yeah, man, I'll pay $10,000 just to learn from this great master. Many of them have not even lawyers, and many of them have never even tried a case. And if they've got a problem with me, they know where to find me. 361-887-8670. And I've never mentioned any names. I've never defamed anybody. I've never mentioned anyone. But there are a lot of people out there. And I tell people, if you've paid for that course, I hope you got a lot out of it. But I've got courses, or I've got consults. You can call me, and I'm for a few $100 an hour. You can call me and talk to me and learn it just as much about how lawyers think, what lawyers want, and what they expect from a work product, and also teach you about the federal rules in my jurisdiction, the Texas rules, but I usually go by the federal rules. I've also spoken for National Council of State Board of Nurses. For a decade, I spoke with them. I spoke for them, rather. As a teacher, I spoke globally. I love to teach. And so you can reach me at 361-887-8670, or you can go info at FlotisLawFirm.com. That's info at FlotisLawFirm.com. And I'm glad to spend some time with you. But my time is valuable. If you're going to call me and you've taken a course, which happens a lot, a lot of people have taken a course, and here's where they feel ripped off. They have not been taught how to market. They have not been told anything but to cold call lawyers. Oh my gosh, you're not going to get to a lawyer. You're going to get to the receptionist. If you're lucky, you'll get to the paralegal. If you're lucky, you'll get to the paralegal beside the lawyer. And the guy's like, well, what do they want? You know, the lawyer's like, I'm busy. He or she is extremely busy. And so how to get a hold of those people? One of the things that I'm working on right now is to tell your story in one paragraph or less. I worked in this field. I understand, you know, ICU, OB, PD. I understand this. I can save you money. I can review your records and give you what you want. All I need is a couple of minutes of your time. If you throw a pitch like that, maybe, just maybe, you're going to get a call back, and you better back it up. But that's how you get, and I'm just giving you, you know, a couple of grand worth of advice in those last 30 seconds. You want to catch a lawyer. They want to save money because they're saving money not just for themselves and their firm and everybody who works for them, but also for their client and expenses down the road. Experts are not cheap. Thousands upon thousands of dollars are spent on experts. For instance, accident reconstruction specialists suing a certain car manufacturer may be as costly as 50, 100, 150 grand when all is said and told. Coffee break, 5 seconds. So to get a lawyer's attention, that may be it. The other thing is a video. If you've got a website that you're working on, leave a video behind and make sure that it's well done and keep it short. Nobody wants, within the age of TikTok and the age of, and I've learned this the hard way, in the age of Facebook, nobody wants to hear or watch a video for more than a couple of minutes. So keep it short. But again, Ellen Cease will call me and say, I spent thousands of dollars, and then they didn't even tell me how to get clients. They didn't show me. They just said, oh, just cold call them. And then they didn't even tell them which kind of clients to cold call. I myself am part of the Trial Lawyers College. I was trained by Jerry Spence and his progeny in Wyoming, and I've become brothers and sisters with thousands of lawyers that are elite, the SEAL Team 6 of lawyers, you know, and I'm very proud of that. I'm also very proud that I am a part of the AANP, or the American Association of Nurse Practitioners, and I have networked with a lot of nurse practitioners. And I want them to know that I am honored to have helped them on their business. Some of them have become experts and have testified, but you've got to understand what it takes to testify. One of the cases you need to read is Merrill Dow Pharmaceutical case, or Daubert case, Daubert versus Merrill Dow Pharmaceuticals, or the inverse of that. And, you know, we also look at that case because we're looking at training experience and background, and also what you can bring to the table, because not only are you going to be testifying on behalf of a lawyer's client, but also you're going to be cross-examined And don't get your feelings hurt. The lawyer on the other side may try to get you thrown out, your case thrown out, and made you be found less credible by the judge. Do not take this personally. Welcome to Law 101. So this is our first of many series that I'm talking about. We've covered the difficulty and the injustice of becoming an MP. We've talked about the LNC journey. We've talked about some nursing issues, and we'll continue to do that. But I want everyone to know they can reach me at 361-887-8670 or info at flotislawfirm.com. Or you can reach me, and I'm easily accessible to through my great assistant, Trisha, T-R-I-S-H-A, at FlotisLawFirm.com. If you don't know how to spell Flotis, that's flowers in English, but Trisha, T-R-I-S-H-A, at FlotisLawFirm.com. And I'm here for you. We're out of time, but I want to say thank you and God bless.